Well, one of the individuals that has kept in touch with Rosie on the house since Rosie's rollover accident, he was not the driver, was Deputy Sheriff Jeff Hansen. And he wrote in this morning, he says, "Hey, Rosie, great to hear you back on the air. Last time we saw you, we were loading you on the helicopter at Four Peaks."
You know, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department has a division called Lake Patrol, and they gave me a medal, and it shows their insignia on one side, and on the back side it says, "We've been saving you from yourself for 50 years."
I thought that was pretty funny, but I was like, wait, he wasn't driving it, so.
Well, I tell you what, they were our white knights, and I couldn't believe how quick they responded, and in the amount of time it took to get hurt and cut our way out of the seatbelts and pass out in the ditch and end up at the hospital. I don't think it was more than 40 minutes or an hour at the most. It was unbelievable. So thanks a million, everybody involved in the Maricopa County Sheriff's Lake Patrol. We were between Saguaro Lake and Four Peaks, and they got to us, Johnny, on the spot. Yeah.
There was an accident that happened farther up towards Payson that resulted in four fatalities. And that week that it happened, Mark Salem called in, because they always call him for those vehicle identifications. Like, "Don't tell me that was Rosie." I'm like, "Mark, settle down. That wasn't Rosie. He's fine. He's going to be okay." But it set off a panic for a couple people. But glad to have you back on the air. Ruth sent an email. "Big boys are back in town!" Exclamation mark. Welcome you in. A texter says, "Great to hear Rosie back on the air." And you can read about it at caringbridge.org. You type in Rosie's recovery. A couple people have wrote in saying, "What happened to Rosie?" They obviously, we talked about it on a weekly basis, but it's a four-hour program. We didn't spend all 4 hours every single broadcast talking about it.
That'd be boring.
that would get boring. So we've got, but this texter, "Great to hear Rosie, thinking about converting my open patio to a screened-in Arizona room. Is this worth it with the Arizona sun?" What do you think?
Yeah, with special considerations, you just have to know, you have to have the right expectations. But you screen it in and provide it with shade and then get one of these evap coolers that we have. The patio pal with an ice chest in it and put a cooler out there. You're going to have like a whole nother overflow room all 7 months out of the year.
It's a roll-around evap cooler. It's got five wheels on the bottom. And then you've got the evap cooler part with the squirrel cage that blows the cool air over the water dripping over the pads. And on top of it's an ice chest that'll fit four cases of water or whatever your drink of choice is. And the ice from that ice chest just melts into the evap cooler. It's one of those that I think, gosh darn it.
Wish I had thought of that. Yeah. I love ours.
Well, it sounds like we do have Susan on the line with us, our Rosie on the House promotion team, live in Tucson for a very special event. It's the 10th anniversary of the Bell Home Makeover tour and blood drive. We've got a two-hour window that people can go and enjoy a tour of this extreme home makeover that was done in 2009 for Lizzie Bell. And, you know, we're going to roll it over into the beginning of the next break. But today, if you'd like to see that, it's in Tucson. You have to call for the address. And the homeowners, as well as the builders and the architects, are all on site. And you can learn about this incredible home that was done. And it's now in its 10th year. And, you know, it's 10 years old, so it's time for the maintenance to start kicking back in. So we'll have more here as long as our plumbing hour at Rosie on the House right after this.